Entity. Moi, je suis du Popazic CV.
I don't know how many times I played that song. I'm gonna have to check back on the set list there and see. Can't help it though, I love it. I found that the Group Sex album, that's Circle Jerks by the way, found the Group Sex album laying on a buddy of mine's bedroom floor when I was 15 years old, and the love affair began there. Of course, the same guys who were in the band that we started the show off with called off, so except for that was from 1980. So some classic goods right there. And speaking of the playlist, if you want to hear, know what we've been playing, the show, every other show, luradio.ca, they've got all our playlists up there. You can get to that through the Monday Night Generator Facebook page as well, if that's how you'd rather travel. But yeah, I don't always say all the names of all the songs on the show. Sometimes I get to talking. put a microphone in front of a guy and watch what happens, eh? Anyways, yeah, you can check there. You can play back the shows on demand as well. So if you've tuned in halfway through and realized, holy smokes, I love punk rock, where can I hear that more? You can jump over there through the Facebook page, The Monday Night Generator, or luradio.ca. We are starting to run out of time. We're getting into our last 10 minutes here. So let's shut the mouth and play the music. Here's the gods themselves.
Thank you.
and we'll take it out on a little bit of a weird note there. Crass, of course, one of the better known of the sort of politically driven, wild experimental punk bands. They had a fairly extensive career for some time there. And came back, actually, just a couple years ago to put on some shows there. Steve Ignorant and the boys and the girls got together and did some cool stuff. We are just about out of time, though, on the show. Thanks again to everybody for tuning in. We do this every week here on CILU 102.7 FM in Thunder Bay, Ontario. We are the Monday Night Generator. Thanks to everybody who helps out with the show. It's not a one-man thing. We got a lot of people who volunteer their time and effort to help us find music, help us put new things on the air, and who come out and have some fun once in a while, too. So thanks to all of them. And thanks to CILU again for having us. We're going to take it out with a little bit of local stuff here. We've got some Strychnine with Mingle with the Swine. That came out in 1994, I want to say, 95. My dates are a little bit off tonight, but you'll get the idea when you hear it. Classic Thunder Bay local. Until next time, everybody, thanks for coming out. Stay tuned to the generator.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. And this is our last show for this year, I guess, 2020. You just heard the Beths with Out of Sight off their album Jump Rope Gazers. And that was released this year, and you'll soon come to notice we're going to be playing all our favorite hits from this past year. Show that something good came out of COVID too, as all these artists released new songs.
Yeah, and that's kind of a very informal best of from Brett and I, and we're going to be playing some of our favorite albums this year and some of our favorite individual songs as well. So this next one off of one of my favorite albums this year from Hines, who are from Spain, and this is their third album called The Prettiest Curse, and they've kind of taken a step forward with production values and trying new things with every album. So this album definitely a little bit of growth from their last one, and took me a while to get used to their new sound, but I've listened to this album many times and grew on me a lot. And what can I say? We're gonna play the first song from it. Here's "Good Bad Times" by Hinds on CILU 102.7.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. And that last one there, Cloud 9 by Beach Bunny off of their album Honeymoon. Before that, Cut Me Off by Peach Kelly Pop from her EP Lucky Star. And kicked it off with Good Bad Times by Hines on The Prettiest Curse. And we're playing some of our favorite songs and favorite albums of 2020 here. And that Beach Bunny, definitely one of my favorite kind of musical discoveries of 2020. I think that album came out in February, and I remember being way more excited for the Tame Impala album release that day. But Tame Impala album did not make our top albums and songs 2020 countdown. We only had so much time to play.
I feel like as a precursor, we should say that we only had 50 minutes of music to be able to play right now when we cut it down from at least an hour and a half. And that was just from individual artists, because within some of these within these bands, there are multiple songs that we played from their albums. So some of these bands, we played their entire album over the year just because it was that good. So it was hard for us to choose. And if you don't see something you think should be here, well, we probably think it should be here too, but we can't cut into Retrospect, which is playing after us. Yeah,
we can't play for 6 hours into the night as much as we would absolutely love to.
Oh, we were going to do that once, but yeah, it's not allowed. Up next, up next, we've got some Peach Pit with, I would say, arguably the most popular song off of You and Your Friends. This is Shampoo Bottles on CILU 102.7.
I've been leaving your shampoo bottles over in the corner there, sitting empty on the bathtub rail, wishing they could wash your hair. Yeah, I keep them by that crumb of fancy soap and your toothbrush at my bathroom sink. Your cell phone charger still hanging from the wall, haven't chucked it all like you think. Though you haven't been around in weeks, I've run out of my speed stick, honey, so I have been using yours. It's freaking trash, all that organic hoo-ha from one of your health food stores. It's seemingly worse than every day, all this shit in yours around my house. If I could have had it any other way, then by now I would have chucked it out. But it seems to want to stick around. So far.
They got overrated beer. They got taste in Newport cheer. Everything is A-OK. They will tie your words in knots, spit them out like angry gods. Everything is A-OK. Children empty lots, they can dance a bunker waltz. Everything is A-OK. Take my hand, don't leave me here. Can't you taste the painted air? Everything.
Sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring Folkin Mondays, Karaoke Tuesdays, Trivia Wednesdays, Open Stage Thursdays, and Live Music Weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the Student Center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. You just heard some Violent Soho with A-OK off of their album, Everything is A-OK. And that was first released as a single at, close to the beginning of the year. And is that wrong?
Was it that sounds about right.
Maybe within the first 4 months. We'll say that. If I'm wrong there, then wrong there. I don't know. But that's got to be, that might just be my favorite album of the year. That's the one that I've definitely listened to back to front multiple times. I like every single track on that album. It's, they hit the mark with that one. I don't know. Before that, we had Twin Peaks with their EP Side A, and that was What's the Matter? And we opened up this block with Shampoo Bottles by Peach Pit off of You and Your Friends.
Yeah, and it's cool that you mentioned the favorite album of the year there, because I think my favorite album this year is also an album from Australia, but from a different Australian band. And you're going to be listening to them before the show is out, but we'll probably play that. We'll save that one for last. What do we got coming up? What do we got coming up next?
Oh man, bringing it up with some Nana Grizzle off of the album South Somewhere Else. This could be nothing else but We Carry the Feeling on CILU 102.7.
Search through the sky for a sign or a simple suggestion. I waited all night, but I was fast asleep when it knocked upon my door. Gets lonely here when it's just me and my questions. Jetsam in the ether. Pulsars pull, not drawing anymore. Know what to say. There's all these protocols that get in the way. We were on the edge of 17. All we knew to say were things we didn't mean. Still I impress you with my wit, it seems. I learned so much from magazines and television about how men relate.
Justin, I will find you.
Hey, welcome back to the Nightcap on CILU 102.7. That was Talking to My Plants from Gum Country's album Somewhere. And yeah, that one was one of my faves this year. One of it was a side project from one of the band members of the Courtneys, who are also one of my Canadian faves. So naturally, that was a cool fuzzed out album. Before that, we had Martin by Car Seat Headrest. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say that I'm pretty sure we had to have played at least half that Gum Country album over the course of the year too. So if you go back to any of the pre-records, but the podcast, you'll be able to find a lot of the different ones, or just go check it out on Spotify. But yeah, before that, Connor was saying we had Car Seat Headrest.
Yeah, we had Martin, and that was from their album Making a Door Less Open. Kind of a controversial album among Car Seat Headrest fans. They definitely deviated a bit from their style, that they're more kind of rock out style, and went a little bit more electronic for this one, but I quite liked it. An album that definitely feels like it's more than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
And started that one off with We Carry the Feeling by Nana Grizzle from their album Somewhere Else.
And I have to say, as Connor was saying there, yeah, with that Car Seat Headrest album, Making a Door Less Open, it definitely wasn't my favorite album. It was good. I'm going to say that I liked South Somewhere Else by Nana Grizzle more, and Connor definitely liked Making a Door Less Open a little bit more than I did. So it's good. Get the whole mix. It's the beauty of having co-hosts and being able to bring different genres. Well, it's all the same genre, but different flavors of music preferences, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Getting a mix of more than what you'd hear if one of us just made the radio show by ourselves, and that's the beauty.
Speaking of preferences, Christmas time, hanging out with whole families kind of around, and it showed the different priorities. Like 2 o'clock when we started recording, and I might have cracked a beer and had one, and I went down to the fridge to go grab one and noticed the rest of the family's working out. So very different priorities there over Christmas break of what we want to do, but to each their own.
What we got coming up next?
Up next, we're going to be bringing you some Proto Martyr with Worm in Heaven. That is wrong. You've got that to look forward to, but we're going to be coming up with some Bass Drum of Death with Too Cold to Handle. This is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.